Friday afternoon, negotiated cash fed cattle prices had gained $3 to $4 on the week. U.S. beef exports continue on a record pace. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 8th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended last week $3 to $4 higher on a live basis at $130 a hundredweight in all major cattle feeding regions. Dress trade was $4 higher at $204. Trade was slow to moderate on moderate to good demand through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 68 cents lower Friday afternoon at $289.54 a hundredweight. Select was 70 cents lower at $267.52. However, week to week, choice was $2.02 higher and select was $4.15 higher. Total estimated cattle slaughter last week of 650,000 head was 18,000 fewer than the previous week, according to AMS. Year-to-date, estimated cattle slaughter of 28.25 million head is 847,000 head more, or 3.1% more than the same time last year. Total year-to-date estimated beef production of 23.37 billion pounds is 610,000 pounds more, or 2.7% more than a year earlier. Cattle futures closed higher Friday, with support from cash prices breaking higher. They ended higher week-to-week, too, as stronger fundamentals suggest market leverage is finally swinging back toward producers. Live cattle futures closed an average of 95 cents higher on Friday, from 50 cents higher at the back to $1.27 higher toward the front. Week-to-week, they were an average of $2.81 higher, from $2.40 to $3.27 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.16 higher on Friday, from 77 cents to $1.45 higher. They were an average of $3.22 higher week to week, from $2.30 higher at the front to $3.82 higher at the back. Feeder cattle were also helped along by weaker corn futures and soybean prices, tied to expectations of higher yields than expected. Corn futures closed an average of 11.2 cents lower through the front six contracts week to week on Friday. Week to week, soybean futures closed an average of 40.4 cents lower through the front six contracts. Part of the pressure was based on reports that China plans to buy more from Brazil. Cash, calf, and feeder cattle prices last week were mixed but continued to shine signs of turning the cyclical corner based on auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Prices in the southern plains also appeared to strengthen as winter wheat pasture prospects improved with recent moisture. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Friday, buoyed by a stronger employment situation than expected. Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 531,000 in October, and the unemployment rate edged 0.2% lower to 4.6%, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 203 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 17 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 31 points. U.S. beef exports remained on a record pace through September, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports posted one of the best months on record in September, with value climbing nearly 59% above the previous year to $954.1 million, the second highest monthly total on record. Volume for the month was 20% higher than a year earlier at 123,628 metric tons, the fourth largest on record. September beef export value equated to $447.46 a head of fed slaughter, up 63% from a year ago. Through the first three quarters of this year, beef exports increased 18% from a year earlier to 1.08 million metric tons, valued at $7.58 billion, up more than $2 billion, or 36% more from the same period last year. compared to the record year of 2018. January through September exports were 7% higher in volume and up 24% in value. For January through September this year, U.S. beef export value averaged $389.08 a head, up 32%. U.S. pork exports are on a record pace too. For January through September, exports were 1% above last year's record pace at 2.24 million metric tons, while value climbed 9% to $6.23 billion. According to Dan Hallstrom, U.S. MEF President and CEO, facing significant logistical headwinds and higher costs, these outstanding results are really a testament to the loyalty and strong demand from our international customers and to the innovation and determination of the U.S. industry. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 8th of November. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.